morning. This is fitting department. How can I help you?
NovaCost Solutions. Is Radai Vera available?
Novita Solutions. Just a second. Let me just check if it is available or not. Just a second.
Okay.
Is this for the DME, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just a second. Hello.
Hi, this is Antoinette with NovaCost Solutions.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Sounds good.
I was giving you a call back because I did get your voicemail in regards to the license.
Yes, we have already uploaded the physician license, which is pending since last couple of weeks.
Right. So I was giving you a call to let you know that I did receive the license. Everything looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Let me make sure that the exemption reason did change. Okay, yeah. So on the application for the exemption reason, it looks like it didn't actually take. So no information is provided there, so you would have to go back in and just make sure you add that exemption reason.
Exemption reason we already selected in last call, right? Surety board?
Yeah, so I did walk you through it, but it looks like nothing is in that section. I don't know if you just ended up, like, canceling out or deleting, but I don't see it on my end.
Mm-hmm. Let me open.
Okay.
Number. Sorry.
Hello.
Going to enable my application.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. After the continuing and updating the application, I need to select liability insurance and surety bond information.
Mm-hmm.
I click on that.
Do you see surety bond?
Yeah, surety. Yes, the surety bond exception information here, which we selected in last call. The supplier is a physician provide items to own patient as a part of physician's own services.
I'm not sure why it's not pulling up on my end. You may have to sign a new certification statement in order for it to submit.
Mm-hmm. let me add it again. I selected this and selected the save. After that, click on the next topic.
You can go to section 15 and just sign.
Maybe one moment.
Okay.
Section 15. Where I can see the section 15? I'm the on the Picos portal right now in front of me, and the page of the liability insurance and surety bond information. Is there any way to I can share my screen?
There isn't. You may just have to have the authorized official sign it, and it should come through at that point.
Surety bond company information. No surety bond company information has been listed. Please click add and add surety bond information. No, that is not required because surety bond exception information which we already provided.
Correct.
And now, where is you said that 15 number section?
Yes, so section 15 is for the certification statement.
How can I go over there?
So you can have the authorized officials just sign it. You basically sign, he's signing the application because a correction was made on the application.
Yeah.
So once that's signed, it should come through on my end. I'm not sure why it didn't.
Here in above, my application progress is 90% is completed.
Okay, is this saying what's missing?
Missing is nothing, like after that surety bond I click on the next topic and then topics is like contact person information which we already provided here and
okay.
Yeah, the next topic I am clicking here and the mid-band bank information, the financial institute information which we already provided.
I skip that.
Now next topic.
Okay, what does the next topic say?
Next topic says that required and or supporting documents, read, okay. The supporting documents which we instruction to completing this document, these are the three steps to completing. Step 1, review and require supporting documentation. Okay, confirm that you want to upload the digital copies of the required and supporting documentation. Upload the digital copies, okay. Okay.
You should be able to skip that.
Yeah, step 2, confirm that you want to upload digital copies of documents now. I select yes and then upload the digital copy of documents. So, we uploaded here already medical license number. Today which I uploaded, are you able to see the license number?
Yes, so I can see the license document. I'm not sure why it's not showing any information for the surety bond section. Let me see really quick. Let me check something. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, yeah. Take your time.
Okay. Should be able to put an exception reason. Okay, let me try this. Okay, I think I so in section 7, it should ask you a question like, is this supplier required to obtain a surety bond? You can put no for that question. Do you see that for surety bond information?
Like, I'm checking here.
Okay.
When I click on go to check, go to error check, where I can see the questions.
Do you see where it says surety bond questionnaire?
Yes.
Okay, and then it should be a next section that says surety bond information.
Okay. I click on that. Next topic.
And then it should say, is the supplier required to obtain a surety bond? And you will put no.
When I click on the next, I come to this page, billing agency and agent, topic summary. Does the applicant have the billing agency, agent company? No.
You went too far. Go back up.
Okay, when I click on...
You may have to go to like the beginning of section 7. I'm really not sure how it looks on your end, so
let me come the home page right now. Now go to the my associate and then select on my application, more options, which I click on that, and correct and update the applications. What type of action your applicant trying to perform, then I select the correct and or update application and click on the next page. Now in the next page, I scroll down and click on the liability insurance and surety bond information, right?
Yes.
Okay, I click on that and I come to this page, which is showing that the first thing, the liability insurance and surety bond, to add liability insurance, add more button, click on the add more button, which I already added the liability insurance details, right? And then now the surety bond company information. No surety bond company information has been listed. Please click add and click add to add surety bond information. Should I click over the add button here?
Click on it and see if it asks you that question, is the supplier required to obtain a surety bond?
Okay, when I click on that, add liability, okay, surety bond company identified. This is the information which I need to add for the surety bond. There is no question answers here to
okay.
select. Yes and no.
Okay, so go back to the previous screen.
Okay, previous page. Yes, now it's supplier required to obtain a surety bond. I select no, right?
Yes, select no.
Now I click on next page and then select the supplier is a physician provider item to own patient as a part of the physician's own services. I select that and save it right now.
Yes.
Yes, it's saved.
Okay. So what percent of the application is it saying that's completed now? Is it saying 100% or still 90%?
It's still 90%. Your application is ready to submit. Please select the beginning of submission button. So I need to select the beginning of submission, right?
What is the action again? I'm sorry.
My application progress is still showing 90%, but now under the liability insurance and surety bond information, the enrollment submission, now the red color pop-up is coming. Note, your application is ready for submission. Please select the Bing submission button.
Yes, just select the submission button and see if
okay.
it lets you.
Okay, okay. It's loading. Yeah. Submission button. Now I'm come to this page, manage signatures.
Okay, so for the signatures, the authorized official will have to sign it and submit it, and then it should come to me.
Okay. Okay, so I need to e-sign or upload.
Yes, correct.
Okay, the authorized person e-sign right now, and yeah, or else I need to upload a signature document, right?
Yes.
Okay, then after my application will be completed.
Correct, and that's actually all that I needed. So once I receive that, the only thing we're going to be waiting for is for the site visit results to come back.
Okay, can I put you on hold for a minute?
Okay, yes, that's fine.
Okay, thank you so much. I'll write back to you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hello, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much for waiting. Yeah, the authorized person is not available right now. So after this e-signature and the next page, what else I need to do that?
So after everything is signed and I receive it, there isn't going to be anything that you would have to do on your end. We did order a site visit, so we'll just be waiting for the site visit results to come back.
Okay, okay. On Monday, right?
I'm not sure because the inspector has 30 days to complete the site visit, so it literally can be any day.
Okay, it's a, like surprise visit, as last time the Noida's employee visited our office.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Okay, no worries. Thank you so much again.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Happy weekend.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye for now.
All right. Bye-bye.